Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served.
See, there we go. Well, Toby Keith, as we head into Memorial Day weekend.
There you go.
Only appropriate.
Yeah. Surprised you didn't dig out. I knew I was going to forget his name as soon as I opened my mouth.
Is that just like a rule?
Yeah.
It's not the exception to the rule?
Well, you know, I shouldn't say things, but then I'd never say anything, you know. Who's the guy who does all the, you know, all the stuff you usually play this time of year? And July 4th and...
You mean like Lee Greenwood?
Lee Greenwood.
Well, he's got that one song, yeah, God Bless the USA.
He's got two.
Oh, okay, well,
sounds
there we go.
Just like God Bless the USA.
So you play one on Memorial Day weekend and one on July 4th weekend?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's a message I know we should have all year long.
Yeah.
But joining us here this morning, former state senator and now candidate for the executive council, Bob Clegg. Robert, good Friday morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're happy to have you. Peter wishes that he were here. He says we will talk again. He was the smart one. He said, oh, you know that three-day weekend we got coming up? I'm going to make it four. You know, that's okay. It's all right. We don't mind that.
I heard the fishing was good, so I'm not surprised he's gone.
I just talked to him a few minutes ago. He's doing some stuff in the yard, so he can be free later on today. Because he's going to get out there. And find his way. But listen, how almost perfect is this? I know that we're surrounded by coronavirus and the pandemic. You're running for executive council. It's a little tough on the campaign trail right now because we can't get together in front of a bunch of people. But you just had something kind of laid in your lap this week. Tell me about what happened this week.
Well, you know, Deb Pignatelli stands up and does the pledge and decides that she's going to say, instead of with liberty and justice for all, with liberty and justice for some. And we're sitting here in front of Memorial Day weekend, and really we're supposed to be honoring all the people who gave all and then some.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that that's okay. And at the same time, what she was doing was they were looking at the vaccine registration.
Yeah.
And the privacy issues, and all of those people were listening, and they were on the phone, and she's basically telling them, you're not going to get the justice you deserve, because that's not how we do it. It was very irritating to me, and it's time for that stuff. I know she puts it off as, oh, it's a progressive thing. I'm tired of that. Let's go back to being who we are in this country.
How about if you do the Pledge of Allegiance? You actually do the Pledge of Allegiance.
There you go.
Yeah, it seems like a simple, common sense thing, Bob.
Especially after taking an oath saying you're going to uphold the federal and the state constitution, then you decide that you can say, well, we're not going to give justice to everybody. We're just going to give justice to some. Just like her attitude with education. Well, education is more fair for other kids. Yeah, that's not okay.
I know.
It's not who we are.
I know. It's not. And I know that there, and certainly in this audience, there are many people that agree with you. Because, again, the ultimate sacrifice, and this is what we commemorate this weekend, the ultimate sacrifice was made so that we can be as free as we are.
Right. We're free to discuss and disagree, but not be disagreeable.
Yeah.
When I watched what's happening up there, you know, the governor has done some things and a lot of people are upset about it. But while the legislature has time and energy to go to court and say, oh, court, don't let him spend the money. He has to let us do it. They don't spend the same energy going and saying, let's rent the Snoop Arena in Manchester. It holds 8,000. We'll put 424 legislators in there. And we'll do what the law says we can do. We'll have a vote on a concurrent resolution that ends the governor's ability to be in full control and not the legislature. So it's better to go to court and argue, fight, and create all these problems, argue about the money, but he's only in charge because they won't take back their own power. They have decided to sit back and let the governor do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the governor and I don't always agree, but we don't always disagree.
Right.
But he's doing what we allowed. You have to remember, we did this back after some people did some things, as they say, when they started flying airplanes into our buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I understand.
And to sit there and misuse the Pledge of Allegiance, it just infuriates me.
I know. And that's just a wrong thing. And now, the Executive Council has made some statements, because back in the May 6th meeting, they tabled okaying the budget for June, the money to be spent, which included some COVID-19 money that evidently they weren't satisfied, that just this week was passed unanimously.
Right.
You know?
And talk about politics. That's all it is.
Well, again, the governor did give them like a 250-page report that explained everything and where the money was going, and that satisfied the disagreements we had.
Are we really sure that they didn't already know?
Yeah, I know.
You know, if you want to be political, when Exeter Hospital gets money, you have two senators who are Democrats. One's the CEO of the hospital and one's a doctor there. And I'm not saying that they did anything wrong, but they knew that Exeter was going to get, I don't know, $6 million. And Mary Hitchcock Hospital, which is really Dartmouth and Dartmouth Clinics,
right?
They got almost $30 million. Now, those are huge Democrat bases, good hospitals. I'm not saying they're not.
Right, right.
But you can't tell me that leadership didn't know that the governor was giving that money to those groups.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing? Was he not giving them enough? And this is why we need transparency.
Right.
And we need the legislature to do its job and go back, finish the work that they haven't done. I don't care what they spend for money to get the right place, but they need to do it, and they need to take back so that everybody knows where it's going.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, is this the kind of sentiment that you would bring to the Executive Council?
I would. Transparency is big. One of the things that they do a lot is sole source or no-bid contracts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay either, and I didn't see Deb Pignatelli or any of the Democrats upset about that. Well, I am.
Mm-hmm.
The Health and Human Service Department typically waits till the last minute, then claims an emergency. Oh, my goodness, we just don't have time to go out there and find people. Well, you know what? That doesn't help the taxpayer in the state. We're not getting the best deal.
Right.
We need to get the best deal.
Mm-hmm. And again,
we need to start doing it the right way.
And that is part of the role of the Executive Council here in New Hampshire.
Right, and the other role is to look at people's qualifications when they're put up for nominations and not do it on a party basis. Well, I didn't like what you did on that particular political issue.
Right, right. And again, you have the beauty of having worked already at the State House, so you kind of have an inside glimpse. Is that a good way to put it?
An inside glimpse, and when I worked there, we worked together. It didn't matter what party you were from.
Mm-hmm.
I was a conservative Republican when I first went up there, and I left there as one. And every day I could work with the Democrats. You know, Ray Buckley and I used to serve on committees together. We would talk to each other on the weekend to try to hash out some kind of a middle ground. Or Jane Clemens from Nashua, too. Really, they're Democrats. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But we put party aside and actually worked together and got things done. That's what we need back there. Right now we have this line, and both parties say to their members, don't you dare cross that line. Well, how ridiculous is that?
Well, especially here in New Hampshire, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, we have a huge representative body in the House of Representatives representing all walks of life here in New Hampshire. That's really what it ought to be.
And if they did anything right, they made it big enough so that everybody has the opportunity to walk in my shoes.
Exactly.
If you think it's easy, come on up for 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of work. And I would never, ever vote to have people paid, because that changes things. Then you get professional legislators, and that's not what we need. We need people willing to sacrifice,
right,
and willing to do what's right. We have a lot of people up there that sacrifice a lot. They work hard.
Mm-hmm.
They bring their expertise. But we get overshadowed by things like, you know, saying the pledge. I can't let it go.
I understand fully. Bob Clegg is running for executive counsel. But you're an involved guy. You were always involved in this, that, and the other thing. Local, New Hampshire. I mean, you're involved.
I'm involved. I couldn't not be involved. I do a lot of things, pro bono, and we help a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't be able to maneuver through the system. And when you're up there long enough, you understand what the system is. To a lot of people down here, it's extremely frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So we've stayed involved, and I can't get uninvolved even locally. So I guess New Hampshire just gets into your blood. And right is right, wrong is wrong.
Right.
You don't have to agree with me as long as we both do what's good for the state.
Right. And again, that's what it comes down to as representatives of the state. And executive counselors are absolutely representatives of the state. Running for the 5th District against Deborah Pignatelli. Bob Clegg, will you share some more time with us? Again, I think New Hampshire is going to start to reopen a little bit over the next couple of weeks and continue to do that, which gives us more time to talk and focus a little bit on the fall. And we'd love to do that with you.
I would love to be on whenever you need to with specific issues. Like I said, I stay up with every one of them, and I'd be more than happy to share what I know.
All right. That's the best. All right, Bob Clegg. Thank you so much, and I promise Peter will be here the next time we talk. He looks forward to it. Bob Clegg, thanks so much. All right, coming up, we've got more of Good Morning New Hampshire for you Friday. Wow, almost 8:30 on... Almost 8:30 on a Friday, which means the Concord Food Co-op's coming up next. Good Morning, New Hampshire, 107.7 The Pulse.